Democrat Senator Chris Murphy suggests Trump voters are ignorant and ill-informed. By Hannah Knudsen on June 3, 2026. Democrat Senator Chris Murphy, DCT, suggested to a group of supporters that the 77 million-plus Americans who voted for President Donald Trump are ignorant and ill-informed. Murphy, the Deputy Democratic Conference Secretary who is said to be on the shortlist to one day replace Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, DNY, in leading Senate Democrats, recently insulted millions of Americans by suggesting to Fox News that they are total rubes and actually don't know much, living as zombies. "There are lots of Trump voters who don't know much about the facts," he said during a stop on his book tour last week at Judson Memorial Church in New York City. "Not if they watch Fox News," a woman sitting next to the senator sarcastically remarked, prompting Murphy to add, "not if they watch Fox News. But, frankly, there's other sources that are even further rigged than Fox News, more in the tank for Trump. So, I think part of it is that there's a big element of his base who just isn't hearing the real story," the Democrat claimed. This is hardly the only insult Murphy has hurled at 77 million-plus Americans as of late. During a May appearance on The View, the Democrat described the MAGA movement as a divisive, hateful community. "It's not enough to be just against Trump. And this is, frankly, getting us to what this book is about. I want the Democratic Party to really speak to where the people of this country are emotionally right now," Murphy said, admitting that Trump has done a much better job than Democrats of speaking directly to the American people. "MAGA, whether you like it or not, it is a place where people find community," he said before describing this community as a divisive, hateful community. "But this to me is, you know what this book is about. Trying to say to his base as well that there is something sick in America today when we have a harder time than ever finding companionship and communion. When our communities have been hollowed out by a global economy. When the technologies poison our kids," he said, adding. "And so if you talk about rebuilding a sense of the common good in this country and talk about it through the prism of unrigging our economy and unrigging our democracy, I think you'll find a way to speak to his base and to our base, and maybe pry people away from him who now see him exposed as a fake populist. You know, that's a lot about what this book is about." A recent Time/Siena survey found that barely over a quarter of voters, just 26%, feel satisfied with Murphy's party, the Democrat Party. This is the same Chris Murphy, notably, who traveled overseas earlier this year and claimed that America was in the midst of a totalitarian takeover under Trump's leadership. "I want to bring you greetings, as well, from a nation that is in crisis," Murphy said. "I'm not going to sugarcoat the gravity of what we face right now in the United States," Murphy said at the Global Progressive Mobilization Conference. He dramatically, and inaccurately, added, "This is the most significant threat to American democracy since the Civil War. Donald Trump in our country is trying to end our democracy."